The company Oncotec was founded in 1997 and is dedicated to the production of cytotoxic drugs. There was a need to create a new company on the Pharma Park Dessau because due to the German regulations, you need to separate cytotoxics from other products. Now, today, the company is 17 years old. We are talking about a 17-year-old teenager. Some more than 40 million euro have been spent in this company, so we are talking about a luxury teenager, actually. Meanwhile, we have production for almost 20 companies, and we do manufacture more than 20 products for customers all over the world. And one of our products, actually, is paclitaxel. The first target is the isolation of the taxanes from the plants. Taxanes are extracted from the Jew tree, and the first industrial process is then to isolate the taxanes from the plant. And that is actually, I would say, one profession, to isolate and to clean the taxanes from all the other ingredients that are, of course, in the biology of the Jew tree. And once the taxanes have been isolated, various chemical steps are required, which again are a totally different profession and which do require another type of industrial process to do that chemical work. Once those taxanes have been isolated, they actually contain quite a bit of the carbon backbone of the paclitaxel. There are some other chemical steps available to produce the entire molecule paclitaxel, and those so-called APIs, active pharmaceutical ingredients, which is then purified and cleaned and can then be used in the third step, which would be then the aseptic filling and the formulation into a non-aqueous solution, which is then readily available for the hospitals and for the patients. Now let's talk about the aseptic filling process, which is actually the business of our company, Oncotec. So we start with the active pharmaceutical ingredients, with some APIs and with solvents and other material which is required to produce the final product. So what is special about our business? The secret of our business is that we purchase non-sterile pharmaceutical ingredients and bottles and vials and stuff like that, and manufacture a sterile product from non-sterile raw materials. We talk about creating sterility. Of course, the first idea would be to work with heat and with pressure, which is used in every hospital to destroy all germs. However, paclitaxel is a very sensitive molecule, so we cannot use high pressure and temperature, because this would destroy the molecule. Next alternative might be to work with UV light, so with light with very short wavelengths, because that would destroy all germs as well. However, if you look at the molecular structure of paclitaxel, this would destroy the molecule as well, so you can't follow that way. There is another way, of course, to destroy germs. Everybody who has got an injection with a doctor knows that alcohol will destroy germs. And of course, you cannot work with alcohol here, because that would not be a good solvent for paclitaxel. So there must be another way to create aseptic solutions, which is actually microfiltration. So what we use here is microfiltration with 0.2 micron filters. Why do we use 0.2 micron filters? Because the smallest germs that we know on Earth are larger than 0.2 microns. So that would be a good way to get rid of all germs in the solution. So that is the way to manufacture paclitaxel, which is a very sensitive molecule, as I already explained. And well, to be honest, all cytotoxics that are used are rather difficult to handle. It is, even for a chemist, not always easy to understand why they are so sensitive, but actually some are extremely sensitive to light, which does not mean that we manufacture our processes in dark rooms, but we have some red light conditions that are suitable for those sensitive molecules. Why is red light better suitable for molecules than, for example, blue light? Well, that depends on the wavelength. Red light has a rather long wavelength, which means there is not so much energy in a red light solution than in a, for example, blue light solution, which will not then harm sensitive molecules. Other molecules are very sensitive to temperature, which means that we have to manufacture at very low temperature. Some molecules are extremely sensitive to water, which means that we must find solutions to handle those molecules in a non-aqueous environment. Non-aqueous environment can mean an organic solution, as this takes place for the paclitaxel product, but non-aqueous solution can also mean the lyophilization of a product, which is the freeze-drying of a molecule, and the freeze-drying process would remove all the water or all the other solvents in a solution so that the residual freeze-drying cake would remain in one of our vials and would then be brought to our patients. Some organic molecules are sensitive to oxygen, which means that we do the filling with nitrogen to avoid any oxygen in the final product. Before we start the aseptic process, of course, we need to be sure that we have no germs in our entire production line. Therefore, all of our machines are able to be cleaned in place, sterilized in place, and dried in place. That would be good for at home, wouldn't it? Yeah, to have the facility cleaning itself. That is, of course, quite a bit of technique which is required to do all this work for us automatically, so we have quite a few computers controlling our filling lines and controlling the entire technical environment of our vessels. So once our lines have been cleaned and sterilized and dried, then we can start. Yeah, how do we sterilize our vessels and our filling lines? We do have some parts of the process where we can use steam. Steam is, of course, used in all hospital environments. For example, before you do a surgery, you need to use steam to get the instruments that the doctor needs sterilized. That works with stainless steel in our production environment as well. If we work with production vessels, for example, we can work with hot steam. That is excellent. So we have sterile steam to sterilize our vessels. If we then look at our filling lines, where not only stainless steel is used, but also glass and tubing with silicone or with Teflon, with some of those environments, well, I'm not sure if steam would be the best environment to work with that. So there must be alternatives. And actually we use, for example, vaporized hydrogen peroxide, which is a gas that can be used to kill all germs. So we work with vaporized hydrogen peroxide to create aseptic conditions in our isolators where the filling actually takes place. Once all vessels have been cleaned and sterilized and all raw materials have been purchased and quality controlled, so we are now ready for production, let's go ahead. Let's start to produce paclitaxel. So what happens now is that we do the compounding. We take the amount of the active pharmaceutical ingredient and all the other excipients that are needed, and we compound within our vessel the recipe for the paclitaxel final product. Once all material has been compounded, then we draw samples from our vessel, do an intermediate quality control, so an in-process control, to see if everything is right, if we need to adjust something. And once our compounding is finished and the quality control for this in-process step has been done, we can then start with the sterile filtration of the product. So then we use our 0.2 micron sterile filter and move the material from our compounding vessel into the sterile vessel. Once the sterile material is available, then we can use our filling line to get the paclitaxel finished product into the vials, which are then used for the application in the hospitals and in the pharmacies. As paclitaxel is not soluble in water, we need an organic solvent to dissolve this material. One of the difficulties of this process is the high viscosity of the material. As this material is highly viscous, I would say it's similar to honey, this is quite a challenge for the technical process to get the correct amount dissolved into each vial of our process. So now we have sterilized the solution, but how do we sterilize the packaging material, which is the vial and the stopper and the flip caps? Vials are made from glass, so they can be heated to very high temperatures and then cooled again prior to filling, which will then not only remove all germs, but also the endotoxins, which is very important to us. What are endotoxins? Endotoxins are parts of bacteria, so I would say proteins mostly, and those endotoxins, they can cause fever. Of course, you do not want to hit somebody with a cancer problem with a material that causes fever, so we don't want to have that, and that is the reason why we heat the vials to a very high temperature over a couple of minutes and then cool it down again to get rid of all endotoxins. And of course, we do quality control on endotoxins of our final product so that we are sure that our finished material does not cause fever with our customers. In order to fill aseptic processes, the highest available clean room quality, which is clean room class A, is mandatory. Within our company, we have isolators, which I would consider kind of robot machines who operate themselves in the routine process with this clean room class A. This means we do not have any of our employees working within the clean room class A environment. Our isolators give the best available protection for our product because they separate all humans from the production process. Of course, as we are humans, we carry a hell of a lot of bacteria in ourselves, some in our nose, some in our stomachs, and we need them. So we can't be without bacteria as we are humans. However, we don't want to have those bacteria within our process. So what do we do with our employees before they go into the production unit? Of course, some gowning is mandatory, so we do have overshoes, we have special overalls, which do not release any dusts or particles. And for some operations, of course, we do have gloves and other safety equipment. And as in if each hotel canteen, we do have hair nets, which are mandatory, of course, to wear before you enter our clean room class D, which is actually the most simple clean room class environment, and which allows our employees to work rather comfortably as there is not that much gowning mandatory to enter a clean room class D. And as we do have the separation to the isolator with the highest clean room class A environment, this is the best way to produce cytotoxics in a state-of-the-art production environment, as we do have a rather comfortable and safe environment for the employees working with the cytotoxic material and the best product protection with the isolator technology. Cytotoxic products are dedicated to heal the cancer. However, of course, they are highly potent drugs and they may cause cancer themselves. A couple of thousand years ago, Paracelsus said the doses makes the poison, and that, of course, is valid until today. That is the reason why we need to protect our operators from the drugs, and that is the reason why we use isolator technology to give the best protection available. Once the aseptic filling is finished, the products then are, of course, packed and shipped to the pharmacies and then to the hospitals. However, a patient will not receive paclitaxel as one single product alone, as cancers are very, very different. The oncologists need to decide the amount of drugs that are given and the compounding. This means paclitaxel is in most cases blended with other cytotoxic drugs to give the best medication for each subtype of cancer and, of course, for each patient individually. Our target is to give the best possible medication to our patients. And of course, we do not wish anybody to need cytotoxic medication. However, if you need cytotoxics, we wish you to have the best available product on the market.